Hello, and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Ma, staff writer for Compliance Week, and today we'll be speaking with Kathleen Edmond, a partner at the law firm Robbins Kaplan and the former chief ethics officer at Best Buy. Among the topics we cover, establishing the right oversight structure for a compliance program, getting executives and middle managers to buy into the goals of compliance, and the evolving state of corporate ethics programs. She spoke to us from her office in Minneapolis. Edmond describes establishing the right oversight structure as, quote, one of the biggest issues currently facing the compliance profession. We asked her to elaborate.
It's an issue that we've seen coming for years because there have been differently named groups that have kind of similar interests, but a little bit different. So, for instance, what do I mean? There's certainly compliance, business ethics, internal audit, corporate responsibility, enterprise risk management, reputation. All of these pieces are important, but they've grown up often separately within an organization. The downside of having these interests siloed is leadership fatigue. All of the groups are going to leadership, vying for attention, resources, but more often to get management support. And what's happening as a result is leaders are saying, wait a minute, this is like ducks quacking to me. You're all talking to me about the same thing. Can you just get together and come to me with a single point of view? And I think that's where we're at right now is we as the various professions, if you will, that are interested in governance have got to align, streamline, and come with a single message.
What are the challenges in finding the right oversight formula? After all these years, it seems to still be a topic that engenders a lot of debate. How does one decide which departments handle what tasks? Who reports into whom? And what types of organizational structures could endanger independence?
That precisely is the question. Because while we need alignment, we need independence. While we need partnership, we need diversity. So we have to figure out all of those, how do we meet those differing needs in a way that is cohesive and furthers the interest of the organization. While you mentioned independence. This is my point of view, but I do think that there are a couple of groups that should not report up the same chain. For example, I have real questions about internal audit and compliance being joined in the same group. I think that those two are teams that must be partners and good partners, but that they've got to be able to challenge each other and operate independently of each other. On the other hand, there are interests that could be easily aligned. I think business ethics and reputation are an easy partners. Corporate responsibility, sourcing, external sourcing, they could all be co-located. Overall, I think the key element goes back to what works in the organization. You can really have different effective structures depending on the context and the organization in which you operate.
Are regulations such as the Dodd-Frank Act and SOX and internal controls frameworks like COSO prompting company leadership to evaluate and reconsider structure and process?
I think that's an important question and observation, and the answer is significant. Beyond just the regulatory bodies, the Department of Justice, the SEC, are looking at it and saying, we don't think this structure is right. There are particularly some agreements, some deferred prosecution agreements or other agreement settlement agreements that companies have entered into with the DOJ where justice has said compliance cannot report to legal. Compliance must report here. Probably to the CEO or elsewhere to the board. So regulators, regulations, and I think also behind closed doors, boards and management are making decisions. without us being at the table. And that's kind of my biggest advocacy, if you will, is we have to be at the table when these discussions happen. It doesn't mean that we have the right answers. We should actually have reasoned arguments and some suggestions and not come to the table blank. But we bring those to the table, debate them, and are a part of the decision-making process and the outcome. I really would like to have us avoid being subject to decisions made without our input and without our points of view.
As chief ethics officer for Best Buy, Edmund helped build up the company's ethics office. We asked her about the current state of companies establishing a point person or office to oversee ethics, building a program that goes beyond merely good PR to one that addresses business challenges and is integrated with compliance and audit as a partner.
The formation and existence of ethics groups, and I put ethics in air quotes, varies. It goes up and down. Ethics as a concept is a little awkward or uncomfortable for business people to grasp. It's easier to have a more tangible concept. For instance, risk management. They get risk. You can put risk on a graph, and I can understand risk in a picture. Compliance, kind of too. It's a list. It's a checklist. I can do a bunch of boxes. Ethics and reputation are harder to identify, say when it's going right, easy to say when it's going wrong, but how do you know what you've prevented? All of those more amorphous conversations happen, which really are not what business people want to spend their time talking about. So right now, I think the ethics roles or committees, the terminology may not be as prevalent. They may be called something different. I think what we're seeing now is the same work being identified as risk management.
How much independence should the ethics team have, and how should it work best with these other functions?
If you were to ask me, how would you measure what an effective, what the best model would be? To put, you know, some call it GRC, governance risk compliance, some as enterprise risk management, ethics committees. I honestly don't think the important piece is what you call it or who reports where. I think what is most important is that the model fits within the organization in which it operates, that it's culturally contextual, that the work provides knowledgeable and independent counsel to the organization, so it's well-informed and it's also able to be independent, that the players are able to collaborate effectively with each other and across the organization, and that it's sustainable, meaning adequately resourced, et cetera. So if you can create a model within your culture that meets those four criteria, you could have enterprise risk management as the overall governing body for compliance, business ethics, reputation. I would say internal audits outside of that governance structure, as is legal. I think they're separate kind of structures. Or you could have fraud prevention and legal. I mean, I think there's a bunch of ways to move those models around as long as you avoid one key independence conflicts and then just logic problems within the organization.
Getting executives and middle managers to buy into the goals of compliance can be an uphill battle at many companies, especially at those where compliance is viewed as an obstacle to getting things done. There are also always cost-cutting efforts that could weaken programs. Do these challenges make building the right structure, one that's effective and efficient, even harder to do? How do you convince the board to shake things up if the current approach isn't working?
It is an important question. The board is and should be focused on the overall governance of the organization and strategy. Honestly, if a management structure is broken, the board is going to say get it fixed, but probably should not get involved in how it gets fixed is one thought. The second thought is that we've all sat on boards of nonprofits, for-profits, and generally you're not going to fix what isn't broken. You've probably got so much that's broken and so many things going on within your world that you've got plenty of things to fix. If you wait for the board to look at and give you authority to go ahead and fix something that isn't broken, you'll be waiting a long time. So I would actually suggest two routes. One is to use current events to frame a review of the program. Maybe something's happening, and there's always something happening out there in data privacy or some other kinds of failures. And an old one was stock option backdating. That was a perfect opportunity to see the headline and say, we should look at our processes and controls around stock option backdating, make sure that we're not doing it. If we are doing it, we've got it. We're doing it within context. So be very targeted and contextual about this is an opportunity. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is just have it built in your operating plan for the program. And to say every year or two, we're going to take a key compliance risk or a key look at a certain part of the whatever we call the governance risk or compliance program and review it and make sure it's working. Test it out, poke holes in it and improve it. Or let's benchmark or let's see what some of the best players are doing around the country and around the world. Are we confident and are we comfortable that our processes are good enough for us, and is there a way to improve them? So either contextual outside or regular within the program plan, the place you don't want to be is to wait until you have to do it, either under public pressure, leadership change, or regulatory review. That's, you're not going to get the best outcome, and you'll be scrambling. So I think I'm not telling anyone news on that one. If we can get away from a reactive review, we'll all be better off.
That's all the time we have for today. We've been speaking to Kathleen Edmond, a partner at the law firm Robbins Kaplan, about establishing the right oversight structure for a compliance program and getting executives and middle managers to buy into the goals of compliance. This is Joe Ma, staff writer for Compliance Week. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again next time.